Of Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Gonna be a relatively quick episode this evening. Not gonna keep everybody too long, but definitely appreciate the opportunity and all the support that you guys are showing. Got some exciting news, and then I don't know if y'all have taken a look at the title of tonight's episode, but you have to protect your meat. And I know that might throw some people off, might not know exactly what it is that we're talking about or whatever, but definitely want to go ahead and talk about that a little bit and see if we can encourage some people tonight. But again, thank y'all so very much for joining, for all the love, for all the support. Come on in if you're in watching. I know it's a little late tonight. Unfortunately, been a little under the weather. Had a procedure earlier this morning, and medication is kind of still making me a little sluggish and whatnot. So, with that being said, but we're here. We're going, and definitely again appreciate you guys all the love, all the support. Go ahead and drop a note, say hi, let us know you're here, whether you're watching it live or whether you watch it recorded or listen to it on any one of your listening platforms. You can catch us on Facebook Live, on Twitch, on YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Instagram. I mean, you name it, you can find us there. So we definitely appreciate all the love and want to encourage you guys, if you haven't already followed us on all the platforms, go ahead and do so. It definitely helps with the algorithm, helps us do our thing. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow and like the Facebook page, Twitch, the Instagram, and the TikTok page as well. So we can start using that as a live platform as well. But definitely thank you guys again for all the support, all the love, and jump right in. So some exciting news. Some of y'all may have seen the post that I put up not too long ago, but over the course of the last week, I actually have signed the contract. So Reflections is about to become a weekly television broadcast. So really excited about that. We've joined the Your Time Now network, that family of broadcasts, and so definitely excited there. When we get more as far as the specific launch date and time, it'll be a 30-minute broadcast. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, time block is probably going to be like Sundays between 6 and 6:30 or 6:30 and 7, something to that effect. But we'll get all the details out to you so you know what's going on and can check that out. So again, it wouldn't have been possible without the support that that we get from all you guys out there. So definitely appreciate y'all, whether you watch us live, interact with us live, or catch the broadcast recording. So tonight's episode, very simply, you have to learn to protect your meat. That's what we have to do. We have to learn to protect our meat. Well, Dr. Harvey, what are you talking about? Protect your meat. That sounds kind of crazy. But I mean, as far as it's concerned, what am I talking about? What is it that we're looking at protecting your meat? Well, that's more of an acronym, okay? So for some of you that got minds in the gutter, but meat is an acronym, right? We're talking about protecting your meat, protecting your money, your energy, your attention, and your time. Those four things. Now, granted, there's many more things among you, yourself, your goals, your aspirations that you have to be mindful of, but we can kind of simplify it into those four things. So you have to learn again how to protect your meat. So we're going to protect our money, right? Well, what am I talking about with that? Well, so when I talk about protecting your money, it might be a little different than what some people think. I mean, yeah, you want to establish a savings, right? You want to establish, are you an individual that invests? There's a lot of different avenues, right? And it's different for each individual. Some individuals are entrepreneurs. Some individuals are, they're entrepreneurs or silent business partners. You know, they just kind of are in behind the scenes type of thing. Other people rely on savings and playing stocks and, all these different things. So you want to be able to protect your money, to protect your investments, right? So you know, it's fantastic if you can walk away. You got $1 million, right? That's fantastic. But what are you doing with that $1 million? What will that $1 million be? Or let's be a little more realistic. You have $5,000. You have $10,000. What's that $5 or $10,000 going to become in a year, in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years? What did you do with it? Did you protect your money? Did you protect your assets? Did you build? Did you invest where you should have saved, where you should have spent, where you should have? Because, you know, there are times where you do have to spend. Scared money won't make money. Sometimes you have to spend money in order to make money. And so you have to be mindful of these kinds of things. And you have to make sure that you're not making just frivolous purchases. I know myself, I'm guilty of this a lot of times because I work as hard as I do and spend as much time as I do with the job. I joke a lot that work has custody of me and my home sees me every other weekend. But, you know, I'm the kind of person, I like instant gratification because of that. If I work as hard as I do as much and spend as much time as I do at the job, when I want something, I should be able to just go out and purchase it, right? I should just be able to go get what I want because I want it. I work hard. It's my money. I want it now, right? And, you know, that's one of the things that I think that sometimes we miss is that, you know, just because it's a feel-good purchase doesn't mean it's a real good purchase. I'm going to say that one more time. Just because it's a feel-good purchase doesn't mean that it's a real good purchase. And so we have to be mindful of that and where we're spending our money and where we're putting our focus on as far as our finances are concerned. Now, are you the kind of person, like, there's nothing wrong with speaking with a financial advisor, a financial coach, you know, I recommend it personally. You know, if for nothing else, have a conversation. It might change your perspective. It might open your eyes. You know, I don't want to, you know, throw anyone's business out there individually as far as, like, you know, their personal business. But when you see a couple that's in their late 20s, early 30s, and they're able to be completely debt free and, you know, they own their own home and two vehicles and are working and doing things on the side because they've been smart with their money and they've made some short term sacrifices. Sometimes you have to make, and I've said it before, you got to make a short term sacrifice in order to get a long term benefit. And so we've got to be willing to take those steps and be smart with our money, right? We have to protect our meat. And the first part of that meat, that M, is our money. We have to protect our money. Be smart with our investments. Be smart with our purchases. Be smart with our savings. And that doesn't mean that you can't have fun. That doesn't mean that you can't do things that you enjoy. That doesn't mean that you can't make the purchases that feel good. You know, you just got to be mindful of it. All things in moderation, right? We got to be smart. We got to be, you know, intentional with our actions when it comes to our finances. And so, you know, I want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to reach out and speak to a financial advisor if you don't know where to start, don't know what's going on, a financial coach, you know, talk to them and see what's going on. There, like I said, it might open your eyes and change your perspective on a few things. So that's the first part of protecting our meat, is protecting the M, protecting our money, being wise and smart with our investments. The next that I would go to as far as protecting our meat, right, is the E, M-E. And the E is our energy, protecting our energy. And it ties right into the next one, the A, the attention or focus. So we're going to kind of knock those two out at the same time, the E and the A, right? The energy and the attention. So we are going to protect our energy. How are we protecting our energy? Well, where is our attention going to, right? You have to understand that when you engage in something, you're bringing a certain level of energy to that item, that thing, that event, that, you know, whatever it is that you're pursuing, that goal, those actions, you're bringing energy to the table, right? You're bringing part of yourself. You're bringing passion. You're bringing a desire to complete the task. You're bringing talents. You're bringing skill. You're bringing knowledge and wisdom in regards to these things and bringing them and allowing your energy, your passion, your desires to fuel those actions to pursue and complete that goal, whatever that task may be, right? And it could be in relationships, it could be on the job, it could be in hobbies, your personal life, your personal relationships, but you're bringing that to the table. And if you're not careful, you can allow people to suck that out of you, right? Have you ever been in a group and you feel like you're the only one that's bringing ideas to the table? You're the only one that's spending the additional time to make sure that the goal is met. You're the one at work constantly picking up hours and making sure that the department's covered and looking out for other people. And if it's not reciprocated, then, you know, it can be detrimental. Eventually, your cup is going to become empty, right? So if I have a cup full of water, but I'm constantly pouring it out for other people, and I'm not making sure that I spend time to recharge my own energy, then at that point, we're in a situation where I'm eventually going to run out of water. I'm going to run out of that energy in order to, you're funny, Bree. Protect my kidneys. I'm working on it. You have to you have to come to a place where you're protecting what it is that you're giving. You can't always be the giver. You can't give without limitation, without boundaries. Because if you don't have those boundaries, if you don't have those limitations, you're always going to have individuals, unfortunately, that don't have boundaries, that don't have limitations, and just continue to take and take and take. And take. And so you have to be able to protect your energy. You have to be able to take a step back sometimes and recharge. You have to be able sometimes to take a step back and do for you that self-care, right? However it is for you. You spend time praying, studying, meditating, personal devotion. If you like to run, go run. Listen, I don't run. I don't run for fun. I didn't run when I was getting shot at. I'm definitely not running for fun. That's not me. But if you your thing is you want to sling some iron and sling some iron. Go to the gym and get that frustration out. Focus, get yourself together. Whatever it is that drives you, whatever it is that you enjoy, you got to take some time out to do that, to recharge, to replenish, to fill your cup back up so you're able to pour out for somebody else. Because eventually, if you keep pouring and you don't fill up for yourself and you rely on somebody else to fill your cup up, eventually you're going to go dry. And now you can't help that person or yourself. And so you have to be very mindful of all those types of things. And so, again, we're protecting our meat, we're protecting our money, we're protecting our energy, and now we're rolling right into the A, protecting our attention. Well, Dr. Harvey, what do you mean about that? Protecting our attention. Where's your focus on, right? Are you staying focused and dedicated to the things that you want to accomplish? Are you staying focused to the goal that you set? Do you remember why you started your process in the first place, right? Some people, you know, they don't just go through 4, 6, 8 years of school, boom, right away after high school, and it's a wrap. Some people take a very different path. Some people don't start their educational, post-secondary education until way later in their life. They start as one thing and then they shift careers or they advance that career later. It's never too late to continue to reset, to refocus, to get yourself back on track. When I was younger, I'm going to date myself now. When I was younger and I would travel somewhere, I would print off, the sheets from MapQuest, right? And I would print those sheets off to get me where I was going. Well, now we got the GPSs, right? We got a GPS on the phone, in the car, whatever, right? But if you notice, when you mess around with a map on a GPS and change the location, you have to hit that recenter, right? And that recenter takes you back to where you're at, and so you can kind of track and move in those directions. So with that being said, you have to look at the place where you're. Are you refocused? Do you need to refocus? Have you lost track of what's important? Did you focus on everything and everyone else other than yourself, other than your dreams, your aspirations, your goals? Now, I'm not saying don't help other people. By all means, help other people. Help them pursue things if you can. If you can mention their name in a room they're not in and it's beneficial to them, then do that. If you can support your friend's business, listen, I find it funny oftentimes when we talk about, I support my friend's business. I support them and what they're doing, and but you're always asking for a discount. You're always asking for a hookup. You're always asking for, you know, to get it cheaper. You're always asking. That's not supporting your friend's business. That's taking money out of your friend's pocket. You know. So are you purchasing their product that you're saying that you need or want to benefit from? Are you purchasing it for full price? Are you marketing them? Are you sharing their business posts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you know, whatever your social medias are? You know, it doesn't cost anything to do that. It doesn't cost anything to put their business or their product in front of other people. And that's one thing that we try to do here on Reflections, is we try to do that with individuals. We try to help them forward, you know, fuel and push forward and pursue their dreams, their aspirations. We'll share their business information, their deals, their websites, their posts, what they have going on. And we've had several of them as guests on the show. We've had, you know, Mr. Tom Malone, a founder of Vibe, you know, a nonprofit here on the show. We've had the owner of Bougie Beards. We've done partnerships with Queen BZ Cosmetics. We've done had various entrepreneurs and authors as guests on the show. Miss Destiny Hill, we've had her on the show. We've had other preachers and ministers and musical and poetic artists. You know, Pastor Brianna, we've had her on here. Poetess Black Jewel. You know, so I mean, all these different people that we try to help promote. Why? Because it's something that we can do to give back. It's something that we can give our attention to. But you have to make sure that in giving your attention to these other areas and these other people, that you're not taking attention off of the things you need to focus on your dreams, on your goals, on your family, on your career, on your, you know, businesses, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're working towards. You know, as much as we do to try to focus on and help other people, we are also very intent and very purposeful in what we do on Reflections. And, you know, we're to the point where, you know, we do need some help as far as, you know, with the social media, being able to maintain the Patreon and the Twitter and the Facebook page and Instagram and Twitch and TikTok. And, you know, it's difficult for one person, especially the way that we're growing and being listened to in multiple countries and have the television spot coming up that's going to be weekly and all these different things. And we, you know, there's been times where I've had to step back and I've had to recenter. I've had to get that attention back on what it needs to be. I've had to refocus and make sure that I wasn't devoting myself to things that weren't going to be beneficial in my life. You have to make the decision that the things that you're giving attention to are things that are going to be beneficial in your life. You want to make sure that they are helping you grow, that they are helping you progress, that they're helping you grow and develop you as a person, you as an entrepreneur, you as a husband, as a wife, as a son, as a daughter, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a cousin. You know, these types of things, you've got to make sure that attention's there. You know, and why are you doing what it is that you're doing? Never forget why you started. You know, because oftentimes, you know, you're going to have to fall back on the reason you made the commitment, because you're not going to feel committed all the time. You're not going to feel devoted to giving your attention to these things all the time. You're not going to feel as if it's something that you're excited to do or excited to pursue. And you're going to have to be dedicated and committed in order to make that happen. So we are protecting our meat. For those of you that are just joining, just clicking on, you know, protecting your meat. We've gone over the M, protecting your money. We've gone over the E, protecting your energy. We've gone over the A, protecting your attention. And now we come to the T, protecting your time. Time is a very precious thing. It's something that you can't get back. It's one of the most valuable assets and resources that we have in our lives. And it's not something, money you can lose and get back, right? Energy you can lose and get back. Your attention, you can get, you know, lose your attention and get off track, but you can refocus and recenter that attention. But time, if you waste time, you can't get that back. You can't just hit stop and rewind and let's do this over and re-record record. I remember when I was younger, you know, our mixtapes, you know, like if we were making our own mixtapes at the house, now we just have the, you know, the playlists on Shuffle. Before that, it was, you know, we'd download stuff off of, what was it, LimeWire, and, you know, make our own CDs. And before that, we would sit with a cassette tape at the radio and waiting to hit record, right? And I know some of you young bucks don't, young Thundercats don't know what it is, you know, to sit there with that cassette waiting all day for that song to come on, and then you hit record and sometimes it doesn't hit right, so you got to rewind it and you got to wait till another song comes on that you want and re-record, or you know, that type of thing, or walking around with the, you know, the big old video cameras, right, trying to record stuff and make things happen. But even in now, in today's age, in these big budget movies and these various influencers, right, these social media influencers, they do multiple takes of these videos that they put up and these lives that they do. They practice and rehearse and do all these different things. Because why? Because time is important. And if I'm going to devote time to something, then I want to make sure that it's going to be impactful. So I have to also, not only do I have to protect my money, protect my energy, protect my attention, but I have to protect my time. I have to know where it is that I'm devoting my time, where it is that I'm putting my time. I need time for me. I need time for my goals and my aspirations. I need time for my family. I need time for my career. I need time for my education. I need time for whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. It's going to require time. So you want to make sure that you're utilizing your time the most effective and most impactful way as possible. So for some people, they'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe you gamed for 4 hours. But that same person sat and binged on Netflix for 4 hours. Now, is either person wrong? No, not necessarily. As somebody who games myself, sometimes that's the only relaxation and decompression from the hectic life of the world that you can get away from. Sometimes that's your only avenue to vent, to get your thoughts out, to not be judged, to have conversations with people that can relate to your circumstances and your situations. And just as much, sitting there and watching a show that you enjoy for 4 hours might be the same thing for you. That's okay. Now, if that's all we ever do and we don't do anything other than game or Netflix, or well, then maybe we're probably missing out a little bit. Maybe we need to reevaluate, you know. Maybe don't spend all your time, you know, watching Netflix. Maybe listen to a podcast for a topic that you like, right? Something that you enjoy, or, you know, watch, you know, a DIY video, you know, something to that effect to help learn a skill and learn something new, get exposed to something different. You know, you can, you know, find another hobby, take a class in the general area. Like if there's an art class, sip and paints are always fun. I've been to a couple of those. Those are kind of cool. You know, it just exposes you to different things. Find out what's being available, you know, what's made available in your community. And if there's something that can help you achieve your goal, why not spend the time doing it? Right. But then on the flip side, if all you ever do, like sometimes I'm guilty of this again, sometimes I have to go back to the A and I have to refocus my attention. So I'm making sure that my energy is devoted to the right place and my time's devoted to the right place. Sometimes I can spend so much time at work. Like I was joking when we started, work's got custody and home sees me every other weekend. Sometimes you can give so much of your time to one area that you get to a point where no matter how much more time you invest, you're getting the same return. So if you're continuing to get the same return, you're not getting anything better. You're not getting any kind of growth. You're not, and I don't care if this is with work, if it's a hobby, if it's some other goal or some other activity that you do. If you're investing more and more time, but you're getting the same results, you know, over and over again, you're getting that same ROI, return on investment, then maybe you need to take a step back and reevaluate. Okay, maybe I don't spend 4 or 5 hours, 20 hours a week doing this. Maybe I spend 10 hours a week doing this and I redistribute the other 10 hours and spend, or other, you know, 10 hours and spend 2 hours here, 3 hours here, and 5 hours there, you know, that type of thing. And so you have to learn where to invest that time, because you're never going to get it back. You're not. And time, losing out on time, spending time in the wrong place, wasting time in the wrong areas can unfortunately be a very difficult and very expensive lesson. So, you know, with that being said, you have to learn to protect your time. So again, we have to take a moment, evaluate our goals, our desires, our aspirations, our careers, our families, our movements, whatever it is. And we have to ask ourselves, are we protecting our meat? Did you protect your meat? Did you protect your money? Did you protect your energy? Did you protect your attention? And did you protect your time? And if you haven't in the past, that's okay. You're at a strategic inflection point at where now you can make the decision to begin to start protecting your meat, your money, your energy, your attention, and your time. And as you begin to protect those four areas, the other areas in your life will begin to line up under that same type of protection. And you'll be able to get to a place where now I can start to focus on some other things as well. I can focus on protecting some other aspects of my life and relationships and my career and my education and my desires, and if that makes sense. But that's kind of like a basic umbrella. Of course, it's not all encompassing, but it's just a basic generalization. It's a basic umbrella, something to take into consideration and something to look at. You know, a lot of us, we go through a lot of different things. We truly, truly do go through a lot of different things. And some things are impactful to you that aren't to me. And some things are impactful to me that aren't to you. And so we need to be mindful of that. Each one of us is going to protect our meat, our money, energy, attention, and time in different ways. And that's okay. You know, so I really want to encourage you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support and your time. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Really want to send out prayers and thoughts for those that are involved and have been affected by the hurricane down south. I know several individuals that, you know, they lost power for a little bit and that was it. I know other individuals that, you know, didn't really deal with any flooding, but they lost power and their property as far as like the fence and trees and other areas of the property are tore up pretty bad, and but they've still got their lives, they still got their homes, you know, and so for that we're thankful. And then there's other individuals that are dealing with intense flooding, that lost property, that are in a very difficult spot. And so regardless of the level of impact, people were definitely impacted. And so, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to those that have been and are continuing to be affected by the hurricane. So, but again, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Whether you watch us live, whether you watch us on the recording, drop a note, let us know what you think, and let us know you know, your thoughts. Like, share, you know, like, share the Facebook page, the Twitch, the Twitter, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Every little bit helps. It helps with the algorithm. Then thank you so much for the love and the support as of yet. It's why the TV shows become possible. And so that'll be forthcoming, the details of that. So thank you all very much for tuning in. We truly and sincerely appreciate it. Appreciate all that you do. And as always, we will pray for you, and you pray for me, and we'll catch you next time on Reflections.